Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to the podcast version of my newsletter. For today is Sunday, the 9th of February, 2020, and today's is entitled How to Be Safe. And if you're looking at the newsletter, you'll see that there's a safety mark there, the safety mark that demonstrates that an appliance or something like that has been tested and shown to be safe. And I used that in the sermon this morning for the Watford Church of Christ, but that won't be up online yet. It'll be up online soon. And we talked there about how Jesus was tested and how that was a good thing for him and how testing is good for us so that we can be safe. Safety is a big deal, isn't it? It's easy to become obsessed with safety. And we could say for good reason. If you're watching the news at the moment, you'll see that the coronavirus seems to be spreading. There are several cases in the UK now where I am. And as I record this, rain is travelling horizontally outside my window. There's a storm. Storm Kiara, is that the right way to pronounce it, is sweeping the country. Roads are closed, trains cancelled. Many members of the church in Watford got to church late today because of roads being shut and diversions. And at the moment, it's the Six Nations rugby tournament going on, and Wales were playing in Ireland this weekend. And well done, Ireland. Commiseration to my Welsh cousins. But the Welsh rugby fans over there are stuck in Ireland, unable to get home because the ferries aren't running, because the seas are so rough at the moment. Of course, there are far worse places to be stuck than Dublin, so I dare say they'll have a good time. And of course, the Irish are brilliant hosts, so they'll be well taken care of. But it's frustrating. And yet, of course, you want to be safe. So you don't want to be on the sea if it's not safe. You don't want to be trying to fly a plane if it's not safe. Well, that's fair enough. But I think it is desperately tempting to make safety too much of a focus in our lives. I think it was C.S. Lewis who said or wrote, it might have been in one of the Witch in the Wardrobe, the Lion, the Witch in the Wardrobe books, I think. Someone was talking about Aslan, who's an embodiment of Jesus, I suppose, and asked if he was safe. And somebody said, no, he's not safe. And he's talking here about Jesus. Jesus is not safe. He is loving, yes, but that's not the same thing as being safe. And as Jesus went around doing good, some people loved him, some people thought he was wonderful and felt safe around him, but many opposed him and felt threatened by him and felt in danger around him. And yet that danger should have been helpful for them to open their eyes to their need for the kind of comfort and safety that he would bring instead of the kind of religious safety they were looking for. Because he said that the way that he was opposed would also happen to his followers. And how should we react when this happens? With peace of heart. Ironically, peace, and rather paradoxically perhaps, peace of heart and even rejoicing. Rather a strange thing, don't you think? In fact, Jesus went further than simply telling us to tolerate our enemies and kind of just handle the opposition. He told us to love our enemies. Looking at the Beatitudes, Sermon on the Mount, we were teaching on this on Friday about loving our enemies, something the old covenant didn't deal with. But the new covenant, Jesus says, no, this is the heart of God, is to love your enemies. And I was I listening to a podcast or reading in a book this week, something that really moved me, thinking about how Jesus demonstrated his love for his enemies. And they were talking about Gethsemane. And in Gethsemane, when there was a threat to their safety, the soldiers came to arrest Jesus. What did Peter do? Peter took the route that probably most of us would, to look to defend himself. He took up the sword and he cut off the servant of the high priest's ear. An ear was separated from a head. But then what did Jesus do? And we know the story. He healed the man. He healed the ear. But more profoundly, he healed the ear of an enemy. I mean, this was someone who had come to do him harm. So in that moment, Jesus powerfully and astonishingly demonstrated what he meant when he said, love your enemy. Well, I find that a very challenging upward call. I'm prepared to tolerate my enemies. I'm even prepared to pray for them, and I do. But to love them, to heal the ear of the person who would do me harm, Isn't Jesus amazing? I mean, this is what one of the things that's amazing about following Jesus is just that he continues to amaze us. I think in this very unsafe world, we will not find what most people think of or hope for as safety. But if we find Jesus and if we walk with him, if we live for him, we do know that we're safe in his care. Not safe in the way the world thinks of safety, but we are truly safe. I took a funeral this Friday, 2 days ago, a funeral for Joy Ravan, the mother of one of our members in the Watford Church of Christ. The overriding thought I had at the funeral and at the burial, because it was a burial at the graveside, was the feeling that, or the reminder that life is uncertain. We do not know the time of the end. I quoted Romans 8, 35 and 30 to 38 at the funeral. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake, we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. See, that's why we're safe. We're safe because no power can separate us from the love of God because of what Jesus has done. We are most safe. In fact, we're really only ever safe when we're in the hands of our loving Heavenly Father. Your life and mine this coming few days may or may not be terribly safe, physically, emotionally, even perhaps spiritually in some ways, but our spirits are safe if they're with Christ. And we can rest in peace knowing that. Well, I'm hoping that this week's podcast and videos and the other materials on my website might help you to be at peace, fully trusting in God's perfect love. We can rest in that. Well, now an update on what's actually on the website. If you want to go there, you'll find an update on the Wait for the Lord retreat. I've put in the newsletter a link to a video by Rob Bell, sent to me by Barry. Barry Lamb is one of the people coming on the retreat. He sent me this, and it's about silence and in a sense waiting on God and waiting on the Lord. So you might like to watch that if you're coming to the retreat or even if you're not. Thanks, Barry, for sending that. Any other ideas from anybody? Gratefully received. Kingdom Come series for the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. There's so much material I'm generating, a book full, I think, of PDFs, of handouts, notes, slides and everything, that I've decided, they're being put up with all the different recordings, but I decided to put all the PDFs in one place. So I've added a new page to my website, which you'll find if you go there, and on there I'm putting up all the PDFs, all the classes, and I'll be putting them up and adding to them as we go along. So you'll find those on the website. The podcasts are continuing to go up. Those are the daily devotional podcasts. We're up to episode 40. And the links are on the newsletter and on the website. Also, I taught a class on Friday night for the Thames Valley Churches of Christ on Matthew 5, 21 to 48, dealing with a lot of different things, including divorce, adultery, lust, vows, loving your enemies, and much more. That's up on the website. And it, as is also a bonus episode of Kingdom Come teaching on Matthew 5, 17 to 20. I couldn't teach that properly on the Friday, so I've done an extra bonus podcast on that, and that's about Jesus coming to fulfill the law, not to abolish it. So you may find that interesting, and I'd be interested to know what you think about what that actually means. Tuesday Teaching Tips is episode 192, and it's called Four Essential Elements in the Act of Preaching. And this is some reflections again on the book I've been reading by D. Martin Lloyd-Jones called Preaching and Preachers. We're talking here in this episode about the place of personality, authority, freedom, and interaction in delivering a meaningful sermon. So I hope you might find that useful. Watford update. This Sunday I preached on Matthew 4, 1 to 11, and that'll be up online soon. This coming Sunday we're continuing on Matthew 4. I'll be preaching Matthew 4, 12 to 22. This is in preparation for the Exploring the Good Life Teaching Day on the 29th of February. So that's about the Beatitudes, Matthew 5. And so for the three Sundays beforehand, we're looking at Matthew chapter 4, to set the Beatitudes in their context of what's happening with Jesus and what he's doing, running up to Matthew chapter 5. So that's what's going on there. If you'd like to come to the teaching day, please feel free. We'd love to have you. It'd just be great if you could register. It won't cost you anything, but it helps us with numbers and planning for the day. And there's a link on the newsletter. There's a link on the specific page on the website. And I think the link is also there on the Watford Church website and the Watford Church Facebook page. So plenty of places to click to register. And if you know anybody in our area, in the Watford area, then please invite them. You can invite whoever you like. We'd love to have them. What else to say? Thames Valley update. Well, we're continuing to work through the Sermon on the Mount, and we have begun preparations for a special international service on the 1st of March, which will include international food. And there's a flyer attached to the newsletter. So if you know anybody in the area or you'd like to come, then again, please feel free. We'd love to have you down there. That's on the 1st of March. I think those are the main things that are on the website. I think that's just about it. Just to finish off with a couple of prayer requests. Please pray for me as I prepare for the Watford Teaching Day. I need to produce a booklet now of materials which we will use on the day, like a workbook. So please pray for that. And the class on Friday in Thames Valley is on Matthew 6, verses 25 to 34. I'd appreciate prayers for that. And then my sermon is coming Sunday for Watford, that next section from Matthew chapter 4. That'd be wonderful. Well, thanks for being with me. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Thanks for reading. Thanks for praying for me. I know many of you do. I really appreciate it. Thanks for spreading the word. I've noticed that the number of subscribers to the newsletter has been, well, there's been a steady trickle of new subscribers, which is rather nice. And there's been some extra subscribers to the YouTube channel too. So I don't quite know how that's happening, but I'm glad that it is. And if you find any of these materials useful, then, well, that gives me joy. And if you have suggestions for future topics to cover, then please drop them my way, as Maxine has been doing that. And thank you very much for that, Maxine. Appreciate it very much. Well, until the next time, I do hope you have a wonderful week. Maybe you'll be safe. Maybe you won't physically, but you will be safe with Jesus. If you're with him, with our Father God, you'll be safe. You'll be in a good place. You'll be in a good place to be blessed. Take care and God bless.